Well, thanks very much for joining me again for the weekly news brief.
My pleasure.
On the 22nd of December, the Post-Independent published your story, sort of an update on how the state suit has been reopened, RMR Industrial's lawsuit against Garfield County. First of all, let's get just a little bit of history before we talk about what happened last week.
Right. This is the case. RMR, instead of complying with the county's notice of violation and coming into compliance with the county's permit, RMR sued the county, both in federal and state court. And immediately after, because those were parallel cases, there were competing motions to dismiss. And so now the federal case has been administratively closed, and the state case is going forward. So all that means is that now we're going to get a ruling eventually, hopefully, on or at least a resolution to the lawsuit in the state case sometime in 2020, hopefully.
We know that this is what RMR did instead of coming into compliance with what the county deemed was a permit violation at the quarry. But can you give a few details of the lawsuit?
Sure. On May 8th, the county determined that RMR was violating the permit in five areas. They were operating outside of their permit area by a few acres, which they've been doing since RMR took control of the quarry. Also, they were selling materials not allowed. The county's permit only authorizes RMR to sell high-grade limestone, and RMR was selling limestone for other purposes, for road base, things like that. So the county says that selling low-grade limestone is a violation of the permit. They were also crushing rock during the winter off-season. They drilled exploratory holes last year trying to gear up for their proposed expansion, which is also outside of their permit. And the final piece of the county's notice of violation says that RMR hasn't lived up to their end of maintaining the road access up to the quarry. So those are the complaints, and RMR's lawsuit says that, one, the county acted arbitrarily and capriciously in having this, you know, big meeting, and RMR claims that the county didn't have a lot of proof for issuing this notice of violations, and the investigation, RMR says, had some holes in it. And the other part of RMR's claim is that the county doesn't have authority to enforce this permit, because the county's permit has some different language and is a little tighter than the BLM's permit and the Colorado Division of Reclamation and Mining Safety's permit. So RMR's complaint is that if there's a difference between the county permit and the state or federal permits, the state and federal permits would win out.
So you're saying that RMR believes that the state and federal permits supersede the county permit?
That's right. So there's kind of two issues. One is the facts of the notice of violation, and the other is, does the county have the authority to enforce a permit for what happens on federal land within the county's borders?
You know, that's sort of precedent setting, isn't it? I mean, if the judge rules in favor of RMR and agrees that the county lacks authority on federal lands within county boundaries, that could change a lot of things within the state of Colorado and across the West.
It does seem like if RMR is successful in their lawsuit against the county, that could have very concerning consequences for other counties in the West who issue these permits to protect the lands that are in their borders.
Thomas Phippen, has this state case been briefed?
We're still a long way from resolution. There are a lot of briefings that need to come in still. Pretty much immediately after this case was filed, the county answered in their own brief, but it was almost immediately stayed to figure out, you know, whether the federal or state case would go forward. It'll be months before we have a clear idea of where this case is going.
Now, is this being heard in Glenwood Springs?
Yes, it'll be heard at the Garfield County Courthouse in Glenwood Springs.
Well, Thomas Phippen, reporter for the Post-Independent, who's been following this story, thanks very much for your work, and thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you, Amy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.